It's been a really interesting week, hasn't it? Particularly because we've been reflecting on the Barnwood Trust Festival event, Amplifying Voices Together with Lives of Colour. It started out as an informal online chat, really, a sort of panel discussion that people could listen to, about embracing diversity in Gloucestershire and what action you can take when you're all working together for something positive to change. Yesterday, I don't know if you caught that, yesterday we were hearing from Shekinah Swamba, 19-year-old student from Cheltenham. And today we're going to be speaking to Ebi Akunda from Cheltenham, who is studying for a psychology degree, and hear some of his experiences of growing up in the town.
A lot of the kids at my primary school, obviously just being children, just being children as they were, they're not really being in Cheltenham as well, you're not really exposed to a lot of to a lot of black faces. So it was something that I had to kind of get to grips with, understanding that I knew that I was different, but then when that is kind of pushed in your face quite a lot, then it can really have an effect on your self-concept.
I will be hearing more then from Ebi this hour. Cheltenham. We're going to be speaking to Ebi Akunda, also from Cheltenham, in a moment. He's studying for a degree in psychology. And this is a little snippet of him talking at the Amplifying Voices Together event.
A lot of the kids at my primary school, obviously just being children, just being children as they were, they're not really being in Cheltenham as well, you're not really exposed to a lot of black faces. So it was something that I had to kind of get to grips with, understanding that I knew that I was different, but then when that is kind of pushed in your face quite a lot, then it can really have an effect on your self-concept, because then you begin to question your own validity and the worth of your existence there and in these spaces, and it continues on and on and on. When people make these certain remarks and jokes and they're aimed at you, you almost become the representative for the entirety of your race. It becomes this sort of ball and chain that you're carrying around always, because then you're forced to see yourself through the lens that other people view you through. And that can be quite degrading.
Forced to see yourself through someone else's lens, and it's not necessarily a comfortable experience, and certainly not an accurate one. That was Ebi speaking then as part of that event, and Ebi's on the line now. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Hi, good afternoon.
I'm interested to know, really, so you know, your experience of Cheltenham as a place to grow up then, Ebi, it's not necessarily seen as, you know, ethnically diverse. What was it like for you?
Growing up in Cheltenham, there weren't really a lot of faces that resembled my own growing up, so there wasn't really anybody that I could say would have my back, per se, in terms of, when you go to school and you have, as I mentioned before, you go to school and you have people kind of make certain remarks about you, and you don't really have anybody that can kind of come and, you know, take the bat for you in a kind of meaningful way that has really gone through a sort of similar experience. Obviously, like, bullying occurs the world over. I think when you're one of only a few people that kind of resemble you, then it's very hard to navigate, and it's very hard to know who is really it's hard to know who is really there for you. Obviously, that doesn't mean that like I haven't had meaningful friendships or meaningful relationships. I've had plenty, but you know, that's just one of the things that kind of affects. It really does have an effect on the way that you view yourself growing up.
Yeah. When I was speaking to Shekinah yesterday, she was saying about the conversations that she'd had with her parents, or they'd had with her, even as a small child, really, about saying, look, you're going to have to work harder. You're going to have to, you know, achieve more. You're going to have to be more careful, you know, be safer. There were all different conversations that she said she'd had from her parents growing up that maybe other people hadn't had those exact conversations themselves. Was that similar for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's, yeah, speaking to what she kind of said, yeah, there is a saying that in this world, we have to work twice as hard to get half as far. You know, that doesn't mean that there won't be people that are able to exceed their expectation. But on the whole, you know, that does seem to be a pattern that that black people experience in this country, and you know, I would assume that it's not necessarily that dissimilar to the US. We have to have a lot of these conversations growing up, because you know our parents have had to our parents have come to this country and have had to fight just to get even a basic semblance of civility. And you know, we are trying to continue that. We're trying to continue that and get to a place where people actually view us the same as, you know, where we're viewed the same as everybody else.
Do you think that this is a key moment in history with all the things that have been happening recently? I know, I appreciate you might have been a long time, you know, waiting, but do you believe that there is these changes happening now?
Well, I think that it definitely, I mean, this definitely is going to be a period in history that we will look back on and but then it just remains to be seen what the impactfulness of what's going on now. It just remains to be seen. Obviously, we're having these conversations and everything, which is good. And it's very good that that, you know, more people are kind of understanding, are trying to understand a lot more about how, you know, how they view the world, how they interact with people and stuff like that. I think we'll look back on this as an important moment, but whether this will be the exact moment that changes everything, that remains to be seen.
Mm. You're studying psychology, which I think is probably not irrelevant in any way. Is that what drew you to it? You know, that consideration and that thoughtfulness of people's behaviour or how you have been feeling growing up?
I mean, psychology has always been, something that I've been interested in. Just the way that we shape and construct our individual worldview. And you know, the things that go that factor into that. Obviously, for me, the concept of race has always been something that I've had to grapple with, and has always informed sort of these decisions. Not necessarily in an explicit way, but subconsciously, I think all these things do factor into the decisions that we make.
For sure. Ebby, yeah. Stay there if you will, and we'll come back to you in just a moment. Ebby Okando from Cheltenham, studying for a psychology degree. And interesting, you know, that experience of growing up in Cheltenham. You know, great. It's one thing, I think, if you're growing up in Birmingham or London, is it a very different experience if you're in a sort of a much more country town, you know, and that experience, does it make all the difference or not? We'll hear more then from Ebby shortly. Coming back to you, Ebby, I wonder, like, you know, in this sort of seizing the moment, you know, that aim to sort of try and make positive change, what do you see as the ways that could happen?
Well, in order to make effective change, I think we need, representation is something that, you know, we've been talking about, but it's not just representation anywhere. We need the right representation in the right areas. It's not just about placing people at the forefront of certain industries in order to tokens. We need more And you know, ideally, we would need, you know, we'd look to, towards more black lecturers, more, you know, talking about more captains of more black captains of industry, more representation in, you see, in sports. There's, 25% of the football players are, you know, tend to be black people. There's currently no black managers at all. So these are certain areas that would need to be looked into. I can't say that I have all of the answers, but you know, I think that those would be some sort of aspects of society that we could look into.
Do you feel more positive at the moment, or has anything changed for you in that feeling? Nope.
I wouldn't
be honest.
I wouldn't say positive, but I wouldn't necessarily say the inverse. I think it just remains to be seen. Mm. The problem is, I just don't want this to be a case of, you know, we do all this talking, and then a few months down the line, everybody's kind of forgotten about this issue again. I think it's something that it's good that we're having a conversation now. Now we just need to put this. We need to put a lot of this into action, and we need to, you know, just continue. Continue to try and make some positive strides forwards. So I look at it really tentatively.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm not really holding my breath. I'm hopeful. I'm very hopeful that you know, eventually we'll see a more inclusive world. But I think it's going to take a lot of work, and it's not, you know, you have a lot. We've seen a lot of resistance. We've seen a lot of people being resistant to, you know, to some of the things that we've, to some of the actions that we've taken in order to try and get our voice out. So until those people kind of have a some sort of like revelation or change of heart, then. I can't really speak too much on how this will play out.
Mm. Watch and wait and see.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Good to speak to you, Ebby. Thank you very much for your time. Ebby Okando, then, from Cheltenham, studying a psychology degree and talking about his experiences of growing up in the town as part of the Barnwell Trust Festival event, Amplifying Voices Together with Lives of Colour. Now, it's not too late, although the event obviously has been and gone. You can actually listen to all or watch the whole Amplifying Voices event via the Barnwell Trust Festival Facebook page. And hopefully, having spoken to five different people that were part of that this week, maybe that will sort of catch your ear and catch your eye. So that's what you can do. You can watch the whole Amplifying Voices event via the Barnwell Trust Festival Facebook page.
Anna King, BBC Radio Plus.